Welcome, 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 everybody, to the Six Eyes Radio Network, kicking it with Six Eyes, ATL, and the crew, only on the Six Eyes Radio Network, the hottest network in America, baby, the world. 424-243-9617, phone lines are open, 424-243-9617, for this December 9th, 2023. How's everybody doing tonight?
Doing great.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. So we're going to have a great show, going to let Santa know what you want for Christmas. My Tesla is already coming, so I want to thank Santa for that. I want to thank the Most High. Trumpet is happy. He's right here. So we're going to check in with our mentals first. This is the Six Eyes Radio Network. Hope everybody's having a beautiful night. So let's check in with our queens to see how everyone is doing. So the female gender, how's it going?
I'm doing amazing.
Great.
Two thumbs up. My crown is hitting just perfect. And I'm great.
All right.
Had an awesome meal today.
Excellent. All right. Any more females on the line?
Not at this time.
All right. Well, I'm Six Eyes, and my day was great. Any day above ground is always a good day for me. Two thumbs up and two paws up for Trumpet. He's right here hanging out with us, and he has the zoomies, so he's running around here, so he'll be back and forth throughout the show. So like I said, a good day and happy. ATL, what about you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Well, I'm doing okay. I just had a lot of bad death happen the last couple of days. One of my mentors and my godfathers, entertainment boy, he passed this way, Mr. Cantor Mentor, which is a legendary in the music industry.
Kentor Mentor,
his entertainment lawyer, known for representing Lena Horne. He's also the gentleman who started up Sound Exchange, who have set up the whole system for how artists get paid. Yes, how artists get chance to make money in the industry. Actually, get their songs played on the radio and make money from it. He was the one who set up and founded Sound Exchange and he also was a lawyer for Jermaine Dupri, Criss Cross, MC Lyte, and a lot more deeper people. He passed.
And the Brett, don't forget about the Brett.
Right, yeah. Yes. Also, I had another passing this week, Mr. Terry Hall, based here in Atlanta. He used to do a lot of podcasts around Atlanta, known for doing a lot of fashion shows. And this week we found out that he passed, and it's been a hurt week, you know, so it's just been interesting. And just trying to do his thing, you know what I'm saying? And that's all I can say, you know. They're gone to glory, you know, and fortunately, that's the deal. We're going to glory. But overall, I can't complain. I'm still here. My life is well. I do want to apologize for last week, the music that was played. And, yeah, so.
Hey. Yeah, but. It's all good, brother. It's all good. Let me say condolences to the Driscoll family. Thoughts and prayers go out from the Six Eyes Radio Network on your passing. Praying for strength and comfort for you at this difficult time. Sharice Driscoll, the children, the rest of her family. Just sending out condolences on the passing of her mom. So close around Christmas. And definitely I know how they feel. You know, ATL, you're still blessed to have your mom. So that's a blessing. So make sure you tell her hello from the Six Eyes Radio Network. At this point, we got to stop counting the days and make the days count. I mean, that's what That's what it's going to take.
That's true.
You know.
That's very, very true, Six Eyes. I mean, and, you know, we just have to be blessed. And like I said, again, God is good all the time. All the time. He's very good and gracious to allow us to be here. So, and I'm just thankful that I'm here and I'm here on the show tonight to talk to you guys and to be able to tell y'all how I feel is an honor and blessing. And it's only stuff in the sky. But we got a lot to get to tonight. I know we got a lot of stuff to talk about. Some things are surfacing out here, and we're going to talk about them.
Mm-hmm. And most importantly, for you shoppers out there, these are some safety tips that you all know, but I must reiterate. Okay, so statistically, 80% of women shop. They do their shopping. A lot of the women do their shopping at night. So if you're going to be shopping for gifts at night, try to bring a male with you. Try to bring a male with you. If you can't, make sure, you know, you have somebody with you. Make sure that you do not leave your items because it's a big habit of leaving your purse in the passenger seat, on the floor, in the back seat. You know, if you don't have that purse with you, lock it up in the trunk. Lock your purse up in the trunk. Also, put your gifts up in the trunk as well. For people getting stuff delivered by Amazon, if you don't have anybody to watch your packages, because there's a lot of porch pirates that are stealing packages right now. So if your neighbor can't put your package up until you get home, you can get a lockbox that will keep your content safe. If you trust the Amazon worker, you can give them the code to your garage, and they can secure your items in there. You know, that's a one-time thing you authorize them to do. This is ways to keep safe. So definitely watch out for porch pirates. Definitely watch out for leaving your purse on the passenger seat, on the floor, and keeping your gifts in the back seat of the car. So easy for shoppers to just bust the window out, steal your purse and your gifts that you worked hard for. Okay? I want you to be safe on the Six Eyes Radio Network. If you're going to have a live tree, please make sure the tree is not dry. Please make sure it's a fresh-looking tree. Don't try to do it yourself cutting down the tree. Make sure the pine needles are firm, okay? Make sure there's no browning on the tree. Make sure you have a proper stand for the tree. Make sure there's water. Make sure you have a certified cord for the tree. The orange and yellow are the standard cord for the tree. Do not leave the tree plugged up unattended. After you're done, make sure you turn the lights off, unplug the tree. Make sure it has plenty of water. And make sure you're using lights that are fresh lights and not lights that's been around for 30 years. Now, one thing I didn't like when they started doing, when they went away from the big bulbs, I used to like the big bulbs. And once they went away from that, you know, it kind of got boring, you know, because the big bulbs were cool. But the reason they stopped making the big bulbs is because they were made with lead paint. So that's why they stopped making those, if you ever wondered why. But we want you to be safe on the Six Eyes Radio Network. So just, like I said, make sure you have a fresh tree. Make sure there's no brown needles on the tree. Make sure you have a proper stand. And make sure you have the proper cord for your lights. You know, don't be cheap and get a cheap extension cord, because if it's not insulated, you can have a tree catch fire. We don't want that. So those are just some of the safety tips. If you're going to be shopping, shop in a group if you can. Take a male with you if you can. If not, have somebody with you that can be there and help you out and kind of watch out for these smash and grab thieves. And again, Porch Pirates, watch out for that. And you'll be cool. Because this is the time where a lot of people are stealing. So we got to be careful with that. Yeah. So we're going to, anybody else join this so far?
All right. Hey, 16, play some music. We'll give us some time to get some people in here. Well, if you want to.
Absolutely.
Give us some Christmas
Absolutely.
Music. It's that holiday time.
Absolutely. So if you type in Xmas, X-M-A-S, I got a ton of Christmas music there for your enjoyment here. You enjoy the Six Eyes Radio Network. Everything is right there organized.
Am I on music?
I'm sorry?
Oh, they did unmute me. I didn't know I was on music.
Mary, how's it going?
Yo!
It's okay. I'm doing okay. I didn't know if come on or Miss Sheila.
Haven't heard them yet, but I'm sure they'll be here with us.
Once I get my fat behind up off this stupid bed, I need to find a pen and get the PayPal or the PayPal, because I don't know how you put money on the Cash App to send it. You know the thing you said you were doing?
Yeah,
not
like
I have.
Yeah,
I have tons of money, but I want to send you a little bit anyway.
Okay.
But
Definitely appreciate that. So we'll make sure you get that. And how's Cornbread and everybody else doing?
Today hasn't been one of the more active days. So Cornbread, I didn't even uncover him today, but Tweedledeedle and Doodle are good.
Okay. Well, they must be sleeping because I don't hear them, so that's cool.
Yeah,
well, how's your hip?
I don't want to hear him screaming, so I just left him covered.
Okay. All right. And how's your mental this evening?
Oh, I'm good. I'm just feeling my age. It's not my mental. It's like my physical. Get old, Mr. Six. It doesn't always, well, it's a blessing to stay alive to be old, but.
Absolutely.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Sometimes balance is not at a premium and things like that, but it's okay.
One step at a time. Any movement beats no movement. So
that's a fact. That's a fact. It's nice to hear. I don't know who, is that Miss McHale that was talking? And then obviously Miss Rachel was on, or DJ Rachel, I have to call him his right name.
Yeah. Just us four right now. And I guess
that's nice.
Everybody has to be trickling in.
Yeah, talk to me. Good evening, ma'am. It's nice to hear your voice.
Always nice to hear yours, too.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I'm just like, where is that stupid pen? I know it's here, so that was filling out Christmas cards. There it is, yay. It's like when I don't want him in the bed with me because if I fall asleep, I'll lay on it and he'll write all over my comforter, so I throw it on the floor. It's like, where'd you go? But yay, I found it, so now all I have to do is find the paper, and then I can write down the PayPal thing.
Okay.
The paper's not so hard. I know for sure it's on the floor in the living room. So I can do that.
Okay. Yeah.
And no, nobody's like knocking down the floor. So.
Yeah. So America, if you want to join me in the effort to secure hats and gloves, you can have two options of doing so. No amount is too big or too small. I'll give you two options. If you are a Cash App user, that would be $SIXEYES. the digit 2, the digit 4. Once again, that is $SIXEYES, the digit 2, digit 4. And the memo puts for hats and gloves.
Okay, I found the paper.
Okay, and for you PayPal users, the email address you will enter is SIXEYES, the number 6, at gmail.com. That is PayPal. Email address, SIXEYES, the number 6, at gmail.com. And then the subject, put hats and gloves. And we here at the Sick Vibes Radio Network greatly appreciate you. Join us in our effort to have hats and gloves for our community, because homeless is very serious.
Yeah, no matter how crappy I feel, I'm surely blessed not to be living out in a park or something. That's what they do around, I don't know, around Chicago when I was in, actually in the city. They come creeping and crawling out the forest reserves and stuff, you know, and that's kind of sad. Can't imagine.
Yeah, you know, it's extremely cold, you know. This is why, you know, this is why God said appreciate what you have. Appreciate your space, because you could very well not have that space. And anybody would definitely trade places with you, you know. There's people sleeping in stairwells. There's people sleeping in lobbies on the floor.
It is. It's terrible because I'm lucky. I mean, I always call it my little piece of crap, but my little piece of crap is mine. And if I had no other options, I could sleep in my little piece of crap, you know, my car. Because it's not like it's, you know, but it's mine. So, you know, it moves. So that's all that matters.
Absolutely. You know, as long as you appreciate what God has blessed you with, you know, he's going to bless you with greater. But you have to appreciate what he starts you out with. You know, that's what always burns me up. You have people that don't respect the square footage they have now, but they beg God for more, but yet they can't maintain and appreciate the square footage they have. You know, he said, appreciate, and I will grant you with more. But if you don't appreciate, he's not going to give you anything.
Exactly. Exactly. And even, like, even my friend, our friend that I was talking to about all those crazy things that one day, I could be like that. So I'm thankful all the time.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you don't have lizards crawling all over you. You know, that's a blessing.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. And we definitely want to send out our condolences to the Lear family. TV extraordinaire producer Norma Lear passed away on Thursday. So we definitely want to send out our condolences from the Sick Fans Radio Network. Our thoughts and prayers goes out to his family, friends, and fans at this difficult time. Unless you lived under a rock, you definitely know who Norma Lear was. Creator of Sanford and Son, All in the Family, One Day at a Time, The
Jefferson,
Good Times.
Yeah.
Sanford and Son, All in the Family. And that's just a few of his shows. Different Strokes. Definitely. You know, he was definitely a great talent. So we're going to talk about him and see what some of your favorite shows was. What were some of your favorite episodes? Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I don't mean nothing, but I want to wish Dick Butkus a happy 81st birthday because, you know, he was, when I was a little girl, he was a great big singer, you know, with the Chicago Bears. And I'm all about the home team. Even though the Bears suck, I'm all about the home team.
All right. Happy birthday, Dick Butkus.
You got to be loyal. They retired as number 51 in 1994, along with Gale Sayers. So, you know.
Okay.
Be true to the home team.
Excellent. You know, I cannot name you four players. Let me try. Mm, No, I can name you three players from the Cleveland Browns. Deshaun Watkins, Miles Garrett, I don't know his real name, Chubbs, and wow, three. So clearly,
that's okay.
Yeah, I am not a sports fanatic like some. So three.
Yeah, well, just like everyone likes the Eagles and the Steelers and, you know, the Cheeseheads and Dallas. I'm not a fan of Dallas and the Cowgirls, nope. But, you know, everyone got their preferences. I just always just be loyal to the Bears, the home team, you know. I'm a diehard Cubs fan. I'm a loyal Bears fan, so.
Okay.
But that's okay. You get old and then you just sort of don't do nothing. So I did much better with knowing, you know, the players for the, like, in 85 of the Super Bowl and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But anyway. Yep, and I'm sorry, Mr. ATL is having a hard time with things, with people dying.
I'm right here. Y'all is here, chilling, listening to you guys.
Okay, but I'm just saying I'm sorry that you're having a hard time with all the loss.
Yeah, it's been rough. I mean, it's been a rough week for me. I mean, just to also, the gentleman, Kendall Mentor was my mentor, too, so it's pretty hard. It's, I mean, I'm not going to sit for sure, Cody. I got to try to reach out to the family now and try to see what, to keep pushing his legacy and what he does for the industry, because he's really missed in the industry. If anyone knew him personally, he always tried to help as much as he could to inform and educate people on getting advice on entertainment work, you know what I'm saying? So that's what he was known for.
And with that, you keep that going.
Yeah, so I'm gonna have to try to keep that information going. He dealt with a lot of folks, man. Willie Nelson. I mean, I can go for a list. There's so many. I just don't even want to mention a lot, but there's so many he dealt with in so many ways. I mean, he was a mentor to a lot of lawyers, entertainment lawyers. So, like I said, and also to the radio industry, Jackie Hughes and all those folks in the radio field knew who he was.
He got to know David Wasserman then.
Yeah, he would know all of those. He knew all those folks. He knew Chris Jasper. He knew all those folks. All of them, man.
Mm-hmm.
He was a legend. Well, in
matter,
I mean, hey.
Yeah.
He's responsible for all these artists to get their music played, on the, not played on the radio, but get finances, making money to make a living off their music being played on the radio. So that he's the founder who started that. So that's why I say that's very important. He definitely goes down in the history books, you know, because he actually helped every artist out there so they can make money off their sales as far as make money off the radio being played, their song being played on the radio.
And speaking of Chris Jasper, when you go to break, make sure you play Chris Jasper.
Yeah, definitely,
that
man.
And also,
man, David Tower.
Yeah.
I'm sorry
to see
you out, David Tower.
Yeah, and he has a new Christmas album out, too, so we're going to get that on when Christmas gets here. We're going to play that. And let's get into Christmas music right now. You enjoy kicking it with Six Eyes, ATL and the crew here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Phone lines are open, 424-243-9617.
Excuse me, gentlemen. Mary was trying to say something, so can you open the mic so she can, or clear the path so that she can speak, please?
Go right ahead, Mary. Floor is yours.
I was just saying to Mr. ATL to keep the man's memory alive, because make sure he's never forgotten because he did a lot of great things. So keep him alive by, you know, not letting other people forget about him. That was all.
Definitely.
You know, nobody dies unless the world forgets about them. I mean, truly dies. You know, people live on in others' memories as long as you keep their memories alive.
Trust me, I got a lot to do. I got a lot of heavy weight on me now. I mean, I tell people all the time, I got a whole Bobby Bird, my godfather, Mr. Harv Mims, the Grammy winner, songwriter of the platinum, first platinum ever given, not Mr. Harvey Scales. And I got a whole Bobby Bird, and like I said, this gentleman and a couple more people, James Brown, and the list goes on. We gotta keep those people alive. We gotta keep mentioning these folks and talk about the great things that they did in our society to push people into the envy in all types of genres of music. You know, my godfather, like I said, Harvey wrote for Kenny Rogers. He did all kinds of songs. He did songs with ZZ Hill, ZZ Top. So, I mean, it's just, you know, but it's hard. Like I tell people, it's hard when they're all gone and all you can do is talk about the memories. But we hold our memories great. That's all we can do. So I'm going to go ahead and, Mary, I appreciate you, what you're saying. It's very important. And I'm going to push it so we can get some music played and get into the Christmas spirit, because we definitely need the Christmas spirit in the house.
Yep, for sure.
Well, do you got the first Christmas song ready?
Size Radio Network. Yes, y'all live here with your boy, DJ ATLN Styles, Mr. Six Size, the whole crew. We're here doing the big. We just got to hearing that great Christmas song. All right. So, what it is. Trump. I think Trump will be coming in tonight, man. But, whew. Mr. Trump coming in tonight.
Good afternoon. We've been here. As we've already been here listening, I am the president right now. I know Joe Biden is in there, but I am the president, and he does what I say.
Okay.
Happy holidays from Donald J. Trump. Where's Six Eyes? I haven't heard him tonight. Is he there?
We got to talk about this serious thing. You in some trouble up there in New York, brother. Man, they said that you borrow money from banks, man, and you run scams. But you said you pay them back. But they said that money is not clean. It's not legitimate because they said you borrow their money on a false tin. I just want you to answer on that. I'm gonna get out. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. You can't answer that because you got a gag going on here. So let me just pull out for right now.
Okay. First off, you're fired, okay? You won't be here next week. You're fired. I'm going to call Six Eyes. I'm real good guys, friends with the guy, and you're fired, okay? But first off, mother always tells you money is dirty. You shouldn't put money in your mouth, you know, so money is dirty. You're right. Donald Trump.
Oh, you fired me. Okay, that's cool.
You're fired.
Well, can I tell you some bad news, Trump? They talking about taking away your Secret Service, man. They said,
nothing
man, if they happened. Find they gonna they found you guilty, man, and they gonna take your Secret Service away from me. So if they take your Secret Service from you, man, then you gotta go. You might not make it, bro.
Okay, first off, I have enough money to buy my own security team if I want, okay, first off, okay. Secondly, once you're the president of the United States of America, which I'm president right now, you have president detail for the rest of your life. You mustn't pay attention in school.
Oh, okay. I don't know what's wrong with me, former president. What's wrong with me, man? What's my problem?
You're drinking. You shouldn't come drinking. You're fired.
I thought I was your number one supporter.
I don't think you're supporting me now.
I think I fell off the track. I think I ain't gone back. I ain't gone back to turn my thing back to red. I think I'm gonna go join the Democrats. I think Joe Biden is a great man. I think Joe Biden is putting the country back in the right position.
Sleepy
I don't know
Joe.
What happened to me. Why I think
Sleepy Joe, good luck with that.
He's not sleeping. He's doing it. You know, I this is a fact that I heard that he signed more. He did a lot more. He signed a lot of written statements and stuff all together. What'd you call that thing? They said he signed so many laws into play, man.
You believe
that?
I mean,
they said he's breaking a record, man. Yeah, they said he's breaking a record. They said that, you know, we looking at Joe the wrong way. Joe trying to get the country. He's trying to make America great again.
You think that?
I think so. No, I think Joe Biden is really trying to bring the country together. He's trying to hold it together now.
Is that right?
So what's your take on that?
You're fired. I gotta go now.
That's all.
Take care.
That's
happy
all you
got
fired, but you not spoke on it. So are you gonna speak on Joe? Are you gonna speak on Joe Biden?
Gotta go. Happy holidays.
He wants another term too, and he said he can. We got to keep him in the house because we're on the right track.
Bye bye. Happy holidays from the Six Eyes Radio Network. To the Six Eyes Radio Network from Joe Biden. Gotta go. You're fired. You won't be here next week. Wow, what did that walk into? Was that Donald?
Wow, shit. He fired me, man. I'm bad. I won't be here next week. Wow.
What did you do? Boy. What happened?
I was telling him facts. I was like, yo, man, you know, I told him about his that he might lose his Secret Service. So, you know, because in this case here, they saying that he was laundering money. He borrowed money from the banks, and the judge threw it out. Said no. He said he paid him back. But they said, yeah, you paid it back, but you it was on a perception lie, and they don't know where that money came from. How he paid the banks back. So he's in court right now, and then he got a ruling May the 7th where they're going to make a decision whether they're going to find him guilty. They could take away his Secret Service. So if he take away his Secret Service, then if they find him guilty in Georgia and all these other places, he's going to serve some time. He's going to the pokey. He's going to have to put on an orange suit and go into the pokey, man.
Nah,
you didn't hear me say that, but
happen.
That's what's going to happen.
It'll never happen.
They're pursuing that. They're pursuing it,
We can make a bet right now. We can make a bet right now. Donald Trump will not do a day in jail.
You're scary, man. I don't know, man. They scaring me right now with this scrap, man. They scaring me.
Nah. He's not going to do a day in jail. If he didn't go to jail when he paid that $200,000, he's not going to go to jail for this. Not
going to
happen.
If he's found guilty, and then they take away his Secret Service, yeah, they ask him to put him in the pokey for a couple of while for a little bit. Yep. He gets sit in there. So he better pray they don't come out with that.
Once you're president, the only way you cannot have Secret Service, if you opt out and you don't want Secret Services, then you go back to being a regular citizen. But other than that, they can't take your presidency security detail away without
no, they're saying, yeah, and the provision, yes, they said in the provision that they can do it. Yeah, they brought that up on CNN. Yes, in the provision they can do it.
I wish we had somebody that's all.
He has to be found guilty on all the things, and he got 91 indictments against him, 91. So they had, and two of them already been proven guilty. He's guilty on them right now. They have really said he's guilty. If they get in there, and yeah, he could actually lose that. And actually, they were saying now, even they did a whole analysis on NBC, CNN, and also Fox. Yeah, he can end up going to jail. So he's got to do what he got to do, and he got to keep pushing. That's why he's pushing hard to think. And right now he is leading the candidates in the Republican Party to be elected as to be the one to run against Joe Biden. But like I said, again, that all can change. Now, the thing is, if he does get through, to get to court, and he gets to, he's going to have a lot of stuff still going on while he's in the House. So, again, I tell people, what good is he as a president when he's got all the distractions around him in his case? So there's a lot to take in here. And like they said, his advisors, another question, his advisors and his lawyers, you know, a lot of them dropped out. A lot of them have turned a ear on him and turned him in, and now he has to come up with the front money to pay the lawyers, because they said they ain't taking anything on the backside. They got to take it all up front. So it's interesting. And right now, the case that he's up in New York, I'll just give y'all an understanding of that. He's been found guilty on that. So what they're trying to do is trying to litigate that he don't have to pay up to $400 million back to the government, because they actually asked and they're trying to file. You know, they're trying to get money out of now.
Do you realize Trump is a billionaire?
Right. $400 million.
That's no money to him.
That's not what they're saying. That's a lot of money. So they're trying to get it down from what it is. They said they want to get that money down. So that's the thing. So now the defense is arguing that he shouldn't pay that much.
Okay. Well, what we're going to do is take a commercial break and check the phone lines and see. You're enjoying the 6 Eyes Radio Network. Kicking it with 6 Eyes, ATL and the crew. Phone lines are open at 424-243-9617. We'll be right back.
Wake up, ATL. Get the board.
That's Wade's fired. That's Wade's fired. Right there.
Hey, baby. I will be there shortly. Hope you are dressed. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait. Love ya. Really? Was it worth it? Now he'll never make dinner, never again. And several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by 6 Eyes Radio.
This is Chris Jasper of the Isley Brothers, and you're listening to 6 Eyes Radio.
This is Lynn Towner. You're listening to the 6 Eyes Radio Network.
All right, we just came back from our commercial break. 6 Eyes, so what you think?
I see Trump wanted to say something while I was getting things set up. So what I'm going to do.
6 Eyes.
You there?
Yepper.
So can we get into some more Christmas music? I want to keep us going. Let's get some more classic Christmas music to keep us in the roll.
Let's go.
The baby don't cry.
What are you doing up? Hey, you're supposed to be asleep. Get back in that bed. Yo, what's up? This is Ray J, Raycon Global. How y'all doing? What's up?
Hey,
what's
Ray
up, 6 Eyes?
Hey, Ray J, can you do me a favor? Don't sing, please.
Yeah, what's up?
Are we trying to keep the baby from waking up?
What's up? Princess got the baby. What's up?
I tell you what, let's get into some confunction before the baby wake up.
How y'all doing?
Okay. All right, we back here live on the Six Eyes Radio Network. All right, Ray J, you can speak now. The baby is asleep.
Function, I like that song, you know. And Bruno Mars, shout out to Bruno Mars, Anderson Paak, you know, they did their thing on that, you know. So I might sing for y'all, you know. It is Christmas, you know, so I might sing for y'all, you know. Brandy doing okay, you know, Mama Norwood doing okay. You know, Princess, the baby. Okay, Ray J. So I know we're getting Raycon earbuds and speakers for Christmas, right? You already know? Okay. That's what's up. Yeah, man. And then I remember meeting Ray J. I met that dude. He was 16 when I first met him. Yeah, first met Ray J. Yeah. That's what's up,
Ray J. Oh, your sister, man. She's doing it big right now. She's got a Christmas album out.
What you expect? You know, with singers, you know?
Yeah, her albums, you know, a lot of people got questions on it, but it's a good album. We definitely going to have to get it on here on Six Eyes Radio Network. She did a whole full Christmas album.
What you mean, got questions? What you mean? What you trying to say?
Oh, I mean, the question is now that I don't think she got it anymore. I think Beyonce is a better singer.
So you starting to get some shit started. You know, hold on. You know, you're not going to sit up.
Reggie, I can't help it. I think Beyonce is the queen now. She's singing at a high level. She worked hard. And nobody really remembers Brandy. Matter of fact, who is Brandy?
Okay, first off, all right. Okay, just hold on.
Hold on. I forgot. What is Brandy last? I don't even know. That's all we know is Brandy. I don't even remember her songs anymore. Wait a minute. What songs did she sing? Bills, no.
Oh, okay.
Wait a minute. Oh, God. Not Bills, Bills. What day? What is Brandy saying? I can't even remember, man. She's an afterthought. Dang. Oh, man. Oh, sorry, man. I'm sorry about that. So what do you think of a Beyonce tour anyway? What did you think about it, Ray J?
Okay, first off, okay, hold on.
No, I mean, you got to tell me. What did you think of a Beyonce tour, man? She was awesome, man. I know she was, but I wouldn't know what you thought. Okay, Ray J, I see you fumbling, you know. We need to bring Brandy on here because I need her to come back to kind of remind me what song she sang because I can't remember none of her songs. Six, do you remember any of her songs?
Of course.
Mikhail, anybody? Do anybody remember any of the songs that Brandy sang?
Of course.
Yeah.
Anybody don't remember any Brandy songs has lived under a rock. And
well, obviously you
one.
Need to tell them.
Y'all got to name some of them, please, because I can't remember none of them. Absolutely none.
Okay, Hope, first off, well, let me say something to you, ATL.
It's DJ ATO.
Okay, first off, you don't sit up here and talk about my mother sister, you son of a...
Hold on. I ain't talking nerds about you since I just can't remember none of her songs. That's what I'm saying. I'm not trying to be rude, disrespectful, man.
No, you punk mother sit up here and talk about Brandy like that.
Oh, no, I'm not, no disrespect. I just can't remember none of her songs.
Wow.
I'm trying to think. Hold on. Let me use my head. Hold on.
You don't remember I Want to Be Down?
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. But
baby.
I thought Ray J was on that song. Want to Be Down.
Oh,
okay. Yeah,
I'll sing that.
No, I thought Ray J sang that.
No, sitting up in my room.
What now? Come on now, Ray J. You don't have to go there like that, man. Come on, man.
You want to sit up here and talk?
That's right. You had a song called You Only Wanted One Chance. Yeah, One Chance. That's it. Your song was called One Chance. My bad.
And after that.
Okay.
Whoa, calm down, Ray J.
You don't remember sitting up in my room?
Oh, yeah, I remember that one. And then the girl, it's time to come back now. I remember the song he did with Monica. That's a classic.
Monica.
Oh, yeah. The song's starting to come back now. Woo! Beyonce makes you forget everything, don't she? She be shaking and singing. She working hard, man. Beyonce makes you forget everything.
Oh,
dang, I see you.
ATL, you punk. Next time you come on this month, talking.
Come on, that's you. You're being a little extra, man. Come on, calm down, man. It ain't that serious.
Sit up here and talk. And I'm trying to get y'all here about
your sister's a legend, man. Your sister's a legend. She out of the game, man. She a legend. She's a legend.
You ATL.
You get mad with me. I was just trying to be honest, man. Dog, come on. I didn't remember none of her songs, man. I remember all of them now. They're all coming back. All of them.
ATL.
I remember she did. Hey, hold on. She was the first one to do a song with Kanye West almost. She had a big hit with Kanye.
Aphrodisiac, you stupid.
Okay, well, I'm just going to
be right back.
I'm going to sit on the corner here because I see that Ray J is out of control right now. And I
don't, commercial break. We'll be right back.
I don't want to wake the baby up. I'm trying to kill him from waking the baby up. Don't wake the baby up, please.
ATL, stupid. Talks about dumb mother.
Come on, dog. You don't have to be so extra, man. Ray J, you're too short. I'll knock you out now.
Yo, Six Nines, I'll talk to you later, but... ATL.
Oh, stop saying all that. Oh, you didn't walk the damn baby up. Oh, dang it. Oh, man. God dang it. He didn't walk the baby up.
Princess, get the baby.
Oh, see, he's doing all the extra stuff, and now baby's up now. He's up permanent now, man. Ray J, just go ahead and leave, man. Just leave. Just leave, Ray J. Leave, man. Leave.
Yo, I love y'all, Six Eyes, but ATL. You. It's okay. It's all right. Listen. Lay down. It's okay. It's all right. It's okay. Listen. Gotta get some sleep, okay?
Can some security escort Ray J out because he had disturbed the baby, man? Escort him out of the station.
He's already left.
Come back tomorrow. Come back next week. Come back next Saturday, Ray J. All right, thank you. Oh, boy. So we got, I got to make another call. Who we need to be bringing in here need to come on this damn show is P. Diddy, because he got a lot of explanations. He got a lot to tell us. He got to explain what the hell is going on, man. Mr. Diddy?
Haven't heard from him in a minute. You know, ever since that thing with Cassie, I don't. We'll try him next week.
He goes out next week, okay.
Yeah, because he ain't really.
R. Kelly, I got good news for R. Kelly, and I want to let everybody know R. Kelly's doing great. He's got a new documentary that's going to be playing out on him, and he won his appeal, so he's going to be coming out of jail real soon. So that's some good news for R. Kelly. And still going to be having a little, you know, a little season for him, you know, how he survived R. Kelly. So, you know.
There it is. You know.
Yep.
One thing about it, respect. You know. And he gets a second chance, so, you know, that just goes to show you. Let's talk about the iconic TV extraordinaire producer, Mr. Norman Lear. Now, I grew up, just like many of you, watching Good Time, Sanford and Son, The Jeffersons, Different Strokes, All in the Family. And he was a great writer. I definitely enjoyed all those shows. Still check him out to this day. Just a great writer. You know, the people he had on there as writers were some good writers. You know, you have some that would disagree, but let's hear y'all take. What were some of y'all favorite Norman Lear TV shows? No particular order, but we do start with the ladies first. So, Mary, Nikhil, what are some of your favorite?
The Jeffersons. Did watch Archie. Trying to think, was Maude one of them?
Maude, yeah. That was actually Florida's spinoff show for Good Times.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, Good Times.
Yeah. And one thing I respected about Maude, because if you all watch Maude, Florida was a tradition. Maids were only allowed to enter in the back door, and they had to leave out the back door. They could never enter the front door. But Maude made the exception, the late B author made the exception that she enter through the front door and leave through the front door. And that's nothing I always liked about that show because there's nothing wrong with being a maid. You know, beautification is what makes businesses thrive. You know, nobody goes through a building without it being cleaned. You know, so beautification is very necessary. So I like that show from that standpoint. Also, of course, the Jeffersons. Of course, Good Times. Thelma. You know, Sanford and Son, All in the Family. Each show, you know, meant something to me. And definitely Different Strokes. You know, definitely a great talent. Like I said, to this day, I still check out all those shows. You know. And you definitely can't be mad. 101 years old, that's a very beautiful life. And if you get a chance to check out this book, it's a great read. It's Norman Lear, Even This I Get to Experience. Check that book out. Even This I Get to Experience Norman Newsom, we want to say once again, rest in peace from the Six Eyes Radio Network to Mr. Norman Lear, 101 years old. Rest in peace. Anybody else? Mary? ATL? Anybody else joined us yet? I guess after Reggie cuts you out, he's left.
Yeah, he kind of wanted that. I wasn't prepared for that to be cussed out like that. But, you know, we'll deal with it when he gets back next week. We'll deal with it when he gets back next week.
He cussed you out.
Yeah, he did. And I apologize to all the fans and people out here who listen to Six Eyes Radio Network and also the crew here. We are apologizing. I'm apologizing for Tony Terry.
Excuse me, Tony Terry? Dude, I see what Trump said, what he said. That was Ray J, not Tony Terry.
Yeah, I know. I did that on purpose, but I hope Ray J heard that. But Ray J, man, you'd never be a Tony Terry, so you can stop telling people you believe you seem better than Tony Terry.
I don't think he said nothing like that now.
Yeah, I got you. So let's get on to it.
Yeah. That's like Michael Jai White said he's better fighter than Bruce Lee.
Right. You think you got any more Christmas songs we can throw at us at?
I sure do. If you go on our beautiful board and type in XMAS, a plethora of songs. I've said this earlier today. I don't know if anybody heard it. If you would like to fill in and give AJ not AJ ATL shout out to AJ. Give ATL a break. We will definitely have you sit in the chair and play some Christmas music up until Christmas. If you want to do that, give me a call at 1-234-567. That's 1-234-567. Shout out to AJ and the squad.
Wow, you do that almost as good as AJ.
Say it again.
You do that almost as good as AJ when you say the squad. I can't do it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You know, because nobody does it quite like AJ, but.
Nah. That's his trademark.
That is like his trademark. Exactly. Mm-hmm. But you got real, real close.
Well, thank you. Yeah, but shout out to the squad. That is Destiny, Jada, Queen, AJ, Evangelist Clayton, Tony, Mary, Pride and Joy, Godfather, Two Piece. Shout out to you all.
I don't think I'm really part of the squad, but that's okay.
Who was that?
I said, I don't think I'm exactly part of the squad, but that's okay. Tonight I'm part of the squad.
Well, you're part of the crew. You're part of the crew.
Yay, that works.
Absolutely. You're part of the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Yep, it's pretty wonderful. I remember the days when I had to fight to get the number.
Wow.
That's because they thought I was going to bring Ted on. Remember Ted?
Yes.
No one forgets Ted, I don't think.
Yeah. You know, one thing about radio, if you stick to the script, of how I have everything laid out. I mean, it's such a beautiful experience. You know, this is why certain things must.
I know a thing about radio other than just coming on here and blabbing my mouth, so that's about as far as I know. But I know it's fun when I like to listen to your music.
Yeah, and this is why I put things in place, but no worries. Definitely won't be the same next week. Definitely won't.
What happens that week? Next, yeah, I can't even speak. What happens next week?
Just stay tuned.
Oh, okay.
Because I know for a fact I requested Christmas music. It's been now 9 minutes. I don't know if he needs some coffee or what, but I'll be right back. You're enjoying the 6 Eyes Radio Network.
Bring back some popcorn.
Come on, man.
Definitely will be different next week. I promise you that.
Ready? Happy holidays from the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Yeah, so that's what we're going to do. We're going to have people sit in and play music. Play music. That's what we're going to do. We're going to give ATL a much-needed break. And there it is.
Hey, guys. I'm in a bad storm right now. But go ahead and let you guys take over the show.
I got it. See you. I got it. It's all good. The more I say it. Shout out to Mariah Carey. She was just here. Hello from the Six Eyes Radio Network, Mariah.
I don't care about the present underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish Thank you.
Mariah, Mariah. Love that song. Love that song. Yep, sir. Those are iconic songs. That song falls right in there with White Christmas, Bing Crosby, Nat King Cole, songs like that. Classics, classics. That's a classic song now for our generation. So who's going to be the next to make the Christmas song? Who will it be? Who will it be? We don't know. Once again, you're enjoying the Six Eyes Radio Network. I think we're going to cut out of here a little early tonight. I want to thank everybody that tuned in, everybody that's going to listen later on the rewind. Our countries near and far, surrounding city and states, you just enjoyed the Six Eyes Radio Network. Thank you for everybody that tuned in. Mary, thank you as always. Cornbread, the rest of the birds. Queen Nye, for myself, Six Eyes, the rest of the crew, for everybody around the world, everybody listening in, good night, God bless, Lord, watch over us as we sleep, take care, you all enjoyed the Six Eyes Radio Network, kicking it with Six Eyes and the crew. Good night, America, take care.
Good night.
Yeah, good night, man. Happy holidays to all.
Oh, that's Ja.
Yeah, how you doing, Ms. Mary Mary?
I'm doing okay, holding on. All kind of things have happened since I talked to you.
Yeah.
Do you still have the number that I have?
Yes, ma'am.
Then I'll have to text you and tell you all kind of things.
Yeah, well, do so.
Sounds like you're doing well, though. That's good.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, just listening in. What's up, Six Eyes? Now, you probably already cut out.
Yep. That's okay. Because I guess the show is over.
That's right.
I didn't even know you were there.
Yeah. Just listening in.
So I was expecting Miss Sheila, and I thought Miss Pride and Joe would be on, but nope.
Yeah, well, hit me up.
I surely will, for sure.
Okay.
I saw you come in church one day.
Uh-huh.
I was on the web control, and I saw you come in.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So anyway, time to hang up because I don't know if they're still on the air because we're talking. You have a wonderful evening.
All right, you too.